This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the second hour of Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is Mike Morin. We're on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, we'd love for you to give us a call. You can call us at 866-823-1077. We're here to chat. If you have a recipe you want to share, you want to let us know a place you've gone to eat at or a new place that may be opening up. I always like to be stumped because I usually know when the new places are going to be opening up. But I do get calls sometimes, and they'll tell me, and I'm like shocked that I don't know.
Do they give you a good table knowing that you may talk about them on the air?
You know, I haven't used that yet, really.
It's time to pull that card out, Carol.
I'll
teach you all.
You're
going
to have to teach me. I'm very excited to
I'll
be learning.
I'll turn you into a diva in no time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have two guests here in studio here at Food for Thought, and one of them is Miss Royce D'Amelio. Welcome, Royce, to Food for Thought.
Hi.
Royce is a Girl Scout, and our other guest is Michelle O'Neill, who is our head baker at the Red Arrow Diner. So welcome, Michelle.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Royce, maybe you can let us, you know, tell us... Actually, tell us why you're here at Food for Thought today, and what are we going to be talking about?
Well, I thought that maybe I'd come here to talk to you about Girl Scout cookies and how Girl Scout sort of works.
I would love to hear how Girl Scouts work, so tell me a little bit more about that.
So we have two times of the year where we sell. The first time is nuts and candy. We go around and we sell basically nuts and candy. And then the second time, which is this time of year, would be the Girl Scout cookie season.
So hold on a second. I never knew that Girl Scouts, so first time of year, it's nuts and cookies?
Nuts and candy.
Nuts and candies, sorry. I never knew that.
A lot of people don't really know about that one. They normally, Girl Scouts is most famous for like their cookies. Not a lot of people know about the nuts and candy season, so...
Interesting. So do you have a favorite cookie that you like? Or
My favorite cookie is the Thin Mints.
That's mine,
well,
too.
It just so happens, Royce, that I have a list of the most popular cookies in order. And Thin Mints is actually number two on the list of the dozen or so cookies that girls... Were you aware that it's been replaced by the Caramel Delights or the Samoas? Does that surprise you?
It actually is not, because when I'm going around asking people what they would like for Girl Scout cookies, normally the answer is Samoas, and then...
Well, there you go. So it doesn't surprise you. And that's, I mean, this was 50,000 people that voted on Samoas being number one, Thin Mints number two. What do you think number three might be based on your sales expertise?
Well, I'm probably going to have to say the Tagalongs, because that's the most three that people normally buy are the Samoas, the Tagalongs, and the Thin Mints.
Well, that would be through the sales you make. Number three, actually, according to all sales around the country, is the peanut butter patties or the, that is, right? Tagalong?
Tagalongs.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. So you're right. She's three for three. This is one smart girl. Could we say she's a smart cookie? Would that be?
That's great. So could you tell us a little bit more about Girl Scouts and what you do? Because I used to be a brownie, and then I was a Girl Scout. So did you start as a brownie as well?
I had started as a daisy.
A daisy?
Yes.
Whoa, I don't know about daisies. You need to tell me about that.
Basically, sort of the cycle you go through when you're a daisy is every time you earn a badge, you don't really earn like a badge, you earn a pedal. And so when the full daisy is complete on your uniform, then you can move up to brownies.
Really? So you have to get all the petals around,
yeah.
And then you become a brownie. So is daisy the first? That's the first one then?
Yes.
Okay. So what kinds of things do you have to do to earn a petal? Like, give me a couple of ideas.
Well, it's sort of, I think probably what they would probably do would be a little, like, the money management sort of thing, like, that's what they use for...
Money management?
I know.
Yeah.
Royce, would you take a look at my 401k and see if I'm picking the right stocks? Wow. That's awesome.
I know. That is like incredible.
But think about it. Those are great skills to have.
It is.
That a lot of young people don't learn until it's too late. You know, you're out of college and you're learning about money management, which is so important. And you're in the sixth grade, right?
I'm in the fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Well, I just promoted you. You're in the sixth grade now because I say so. So that's right. So what does money management involve in terms of, you know, at the Daisy level?
Well, for the Daisies, it's pretty much sort of the same as the Brownies. You each of the girls are pretty much in charge. Well, their parents sometimes help with the making sure that all the money's there, making sure that you didn't, you know, like misplace money for something. And then it's sort of like how a business would be run.
Right. Oh, my goodness. So that actually must help you when you're selling the cookies.
Yes.
And keeping track of the money and, you know, who owes you this and who doesn't owe you or, you know.
One thing that's really helpful in the cookie form is it has a little box that checks off when someone paid. So then you can
okay.
do that.
So you check it off. Okay. And then some people must pay by check and some people must pay by cash sometimes.
Yes. So normally when I go to check the money, I check all the checks first.
Okay.
And then I go back and count all the money out and make sure that it's the right amount.
That it all matches.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Now, the Girl Scouts accept credit cards yet, or is it still just cash or checks?
It's still just cash and checks, only because I'm pretty sure once you give it to your troop leaders, they go to the little brownie bakeries where the cookies are made.
The little brownie bakeries?
Yeah.
I wonder if Michelle knows about that. That's what it's called?
I'm pretty sure.
Are they around here? Or?
I don't really know the exact location.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're all over the country because, I mean, when you think about it, the Girl Scout cookies make millions every year. So it's not some little joint on the west side on 2nd Street cranking out cookies. They're all over the country.
Yes.
But that'd be a fun tour to take, wouldn't it, sometime to see how they make them?
Yeah, that'd be a pretty fun, to see, what the process goes through, what cookies they have where.
Yeah, I think you're fascinating.
I mean, she's talking money management.
I know.
I mean, I can't even balance my checkbook, and she's talking.
A little intimidated.
Yeah, we need to get her on for advice
with Royce.
Advice with Royce.
Today, we're going to check out your portfolio management. By the way, Royce, I did a little research on your name. Are you named after anybody in particular?
Well, I don't think specifically, but when I was born, there was a big, I think, TV show, and the main character's name was Sydney, so I don't think I was named directly after her, but...
Do you want to take a guess at how many Royces there are in this country?
Not a lot.
Believe it or not, 27,000 people are named Royce in this country.
Well, I think maybe it's a popular name because of the cars, Rolls Royce.
Oh.
That's when I'm being introduced to somebody, that's what I always have to say. They call me Rice or Joyce, and then I say, yo.
Rice or Joyce.
Yeah.
So you have to correct them.
Yes, with Rolls Royce, the car.
How many boxes of Thin Mints do you have to sell that you can buy yourself a Rolls Royce?
A lot.
Yeah. Well, with your money management skills, I can definitely see that happening.
Probably.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
At some
if I
point.
Do a lot of selling.
Well, you could start saving now. That's what you could do, right?
Well, yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Well, the money that the Girl Scouts get out of it is in cookie dough form, which is only allowed to be spent in the Girl Scout Council store. But they have a lot of things there, like jewelry, shirts, maybe uniforms, or there's a binder for each of the levels of Girl Scouts that you could learn about the badges even before you taught them.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, you were talking about the Daisies and you get all the petals. So when you get all those petals, then you become a brownie.
Yes.
So what happens when you become a brownie? Because I really don't remember. I just remember the brownie hat. Do they still have the brownie hats?
Yes, but not all troops use them.
Oh, depends on the troop then, whether or not they use them or not?
Some troops take a vote. Some troops only have 3 or 4 girls using them. Some troops don't wear it at all.
Okay. So, all right. Now, when you were a brownie, did you wear your hat?
I don't remember, but I could have at some point.
Yeah, that was so many decades ago.
I know.
I can understand Carol not remembering, but Royce, come on. It was 2 years ago.
No, And I do remember because my mother has pictures of me in my brownie outfit, in my brownie uniform.
We need to get those on Facebook,
no
Carol.
No kidding, right? Oh, my goodness.
I remember I was actually looking for what I was going to wear today for the show, and I found my old uniforms from when I was a Daisy and a brownie.
You didn't bring them?
No.
Oh, well, we're going to have you back, and I want to see you in uniform next time.
Okay.
Now, what color is... I know that the brownies, obviously, are brown, and the Girl Scouts are green, right?
Well, the juniors are green.
Oh, they are.
The
okay.
Daisies are blue.
Blue, okay.
The cadets, I think, are tan, and I don't really know what the seniors are.
Wait a minute. I think I may have that info here for you. I think so, because I was looking it up. Here we go. You probably know that better than I do right there.
So, the Daisy's blue. The Brownie's brown. The Junior is green. It's like a turquoise, sort of green. And then the Cadet is like a tan. And then they don't have the seniors. Oh, yeah, they do. It's a ambassador. They're also tan. The Cadets they normally have a sash. Which is like...
Right. I had one of those.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my. So those are all different Girl Scouts then, all those different
junior...
I didn't either.
I mean, this is like a complete fashion thing going on
it
here.
It totally is.
Holy
Look
cow.
At them.
It's cool. So you did the pre-sale, and that's all done, and the cookies are being delivered.
Yes.
But now it's time to do the Girl Scout booths, right, at shopping centers and stuff. Do you like that part of the experience?
I do, because it seems like more interaction with the people instead of just going and visiting them because they said they wanted cookies. So it's also cool because some people don't even know it's season because... one of the most surprising things during the Girl Scout cookie season is that how many people tell me that they haven't even been asked by a Girl Scout, which is surprising because there are 4 or 5 Girl Scouts just in my neighborhood.
Mm.
So it's hard to believe. And then at a cookie booth, they run in at, they run into a Girl Scout troop and then they realize they haven't been asked and then it just creates more money management.
We're back to that. It's all about the Benjamins, apparently.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, it's funny you're talking about, people not knowing about Girl Scout cookies, because my sister-in-law, Lori, who today, when she heard I was having you on, she said right away, she says, I need some Thin Mints. And I guess she teaches skiing at McIntyre Ski Area, and she teaches some young kids.
Yeah.
And I guess a few weeks ago when you started selling them, because you started selling them a few weeks ago, right?
Yes.
And she heard on the mountain that somebody was a Girl Scout, and she like stopped her class to talk to that Girl Scout because she didn't know anybody that sold them. And she loves cookies.
Yes.
And she already ran out of them, and that's why she's ordering 12 more boxes from you.
Did I hear there is actually a shortage of Thin Mints, or are they a little bit behind on production?
Yes, I don't specifically know how that happened, but there is a shortage.
Cookie management, that's what it was. Poor cookie management. Because you get the orders in, and the factories need a little time to anticipate how many to make. But I'm hoping this doesn't turn into another Hostess Twinkie fiasco.
I know.
Because America loves the Girl Scout cookie Thin Mints.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and that's not the number one. I'm kind of surprised.
Number two. Yeah, me too.
Right?
I would have guessed. I mean, you put them in your freezer, right? Do you ever do that? You let them get nice and cold?
I have never done that, but I would like to experiment doing that with some cookies. Mm-hmm. But people I've talked to have ordered maybe like 6 boxes just to put in the freezer and then an extra one just to eat then. So
you got to be careful. You have braces. You have a very expensive mouth right now, so you don't want to break your teeth on anything. any frozen
and Dad
cookies.
Get a little upset.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. For those listeners that are tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought. We're on 107.7 The Pulse, and we are in studio with Miss Royce D'Amelio, a Girl Scout, and also Michelle O'Neill, our baker. We're going to go on a short break, and when we come back, we're gonna find out why Michelle...
Why is Michelle here? She always is quiet. But she has her sash on, so that's a good thing.
So, like I said, we're Food for Thought. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. And we are in studio with Miss Royce D'Amelio, Girl Scout, and Michelle O'Neill Baker. And we just got a great education on Girl Scouts and daisies and the badges and the uniforms and all that.
And money management.
And money management.
Yeah.
My gosh. Money management, cookie management.
You do heart surgery too? Just kind of curious.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, get a pedal for that.
Yeah. Is there a pedal for surgery?
No.
Oh, my goodness. So why don't you explain? Mom and you had kind of come up with an idea for the Red Arrows. So why don't you tell listeners what your idea was?
Well, one of our idea was to try to turn the Girl Scout cookies, like some of the most famous ones, into like sort of like a dessert sort of thing. So I went on and tried to find like a good recipe and how to do it. It did take a long time, but we found some good recipes.
And okay, so what did you want me to do? Like You wanted us to make it.
Oh, yeah. We were hoping that maybe after you made them, we could, like, sell them in the stores sort of thing.
Very good. And that's where Michelle comes in. So, Michelle, we had kind of decided on, I think Mom and I, or maybe you were in on that conversation, but we have two pies at the diner. One's with Thin Mints and one is with Samoas.
Yes.
And then I pretty much gave Michelle the boxes and said, do something with these. So, Michelle, let's hear about what people can find right now at all three Red Arrow locations.
Well, we have a Samoas pie that has chocolate cream filling with s'mores and also Thin Mints, which is chocolate cream with Thin Mints inside.
And how are they selling at the diners?
Very well.
Yeah.
So what's the main filling, though? It's not just solid cookie. What's it mixed with?
Like chocolate pudding.
Okay.
Well, it's not just pudding,
well,
though.
It's, like,
it's a mixture that you guys, I mean, we cook it, you
yeah.
make it. It's like a, you know, there's a whole process to that.
Yes, there is.
Yes.
Was it difficult to, how much experimentation was done and how many failures were there before you got it right?
Well, we only had a few failures. Mm-hmm. We just had to change it up and jazz it up a little bit.
And then, yeah, because I think the first time when you did them, especially like the Thin Mint ones, I think we kind of expected them to look green. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Thin Mints look green. And I think then we added some color to it.
We did, yes.
Yes. And, yeah, and they're selling very, very well. So, thanks to Miss Royce. And I think we even ran out and we had to put in another order so we can have them for at least a couple more weeks, two or three more weeks. So
that's a great idea. You know, you should probably get that to whatever the Girl Scout headquarters is, because if you can connect with other local diners or restaurants or bakeries, there's a whole new area to expose customers to the Girl Scout cookie experience. So I think that's great so was that your idea?
Well, sort of, partly. Mm-hmm. We had wanted to do something with the cookies that would make it more, like, interesting to have. So we just thought, like, maybe a dessert. So, and then since the cookies are a dessert, so.
That's really smart. Isn't there a seasonal ice cream that uses Girl Scout cookie products?
I've heard of Thin Mint ice cream. I haven't tasted it yet, but I'm pretty sure it probably
I'm sure it's
like
pretty
Girl
good.
Scout cookies.
Right. Must be like, you know, ice cream with some bits in it or something.
Yeah.
So you're
going
to have to do this every year, because what will happen next year is people will say, remember, Carol, last year the diner was selling these pies with Girl Scout cookies. When are you going to bring those back?
That's right.
So see what you've started, Royce?
I know.
Making Michelle over here work extra hard.
Keeping me busy.
And maybe next year we can try different cookies with it, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
We could, because when I originally went to find the recipes, I had found a recipe for each of the Girl Scout cookies. So.
Yeah. Oh, for each of them.
Yeah.
For all different flavors, you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
And some of them I even found like more than one.
Did you go online? You must have gone online.
Yeah.
Right?
I went on Pinterest to look for them.
Ah,
everybody did. You know, I don't do Pinterest.
No, I don't either. But let me ask you, Royce, is there a website that people can go to for information about the Girl Scouts and the cookies?
Well, the best thing about, like, this year's cookies is that it's the first year that we can use a website to do it. The good things about it is that it's really easy to order online, and then they're just basically shipped to your house. I've heard from some people that have ordered them online that it was really fast shipping, like maybe 2 days.
Wow.
And so that was good for them. So like I was saying before, it is really easy to order online. They will have to pay like a pretty small shipping fee, but it will go directly to their door pretty fast.
And do you know what the website is?
Well, each Girl Scout has their own website where if you order online there, the girl gets credit for
gets
it.
Gets the credit for
yes.
it. So what is your website?
Well, we don't really have like names for it, but I can give you the direct address to my website, and you can like post it on your website or on your Facebook so that like any of your listeners that haven't been asked or want to buy more can...
All right, I got my pen ready, Royce.
Yeah.
What is
We're
it?
Ready.
Everybody
We're ready.
Out there, the big buildup here. What is the website?
Well, I don't really know the direct address, like on the top of my head, but
all right, we'll get Mom to get that during the break.
We will get Mom to give us that. There we go.
Get people hanging on for this information.
I know.
She teased us, and then she didn't tell us how to buy them online. Well, I'm glad that the individual girls will get credit, because I would hate to see the personal aspect of selling cookies go away, because look at the experience it teaches you, not only management, money management skills, but people skills, sales skills. And if all you're doing is saying, well, just go to blahblahblah.com, it sort of takes away what has been built up to be a really good, learning system for you.
And it was really helpful also because the girls, like families, they want to, some of them are out of the area, so it's really helpful for them to go online and be able to support their family member.
Exactly.
And also the other good thing about ordering online is that you're able to buy another new cookie, which is like a Toffee-tastic sort of cookie.
Ooh. Which is number 8, by the way, on the list.
It's basically a toffee cookie, and it is only allowed to be sold online or in a cookie booth. It is an additional dollar than the normal cookie box, because it is limited quantity, so they don't really have, since it's starting out.
It's a collector's item.
Now, do they do that with, when they have a new cookie, do they put it?
Not always, because there is another new cookie this year called Rah Rah Raisins.
Number 9.
It's like...
It's true.
It's a oatmeal cookie with chunks of raisins and Greek yogurt.
Ooh.
And it is available on the regular cookie sheet, and it's just the regular $4.
So that's a regular cookie. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But the toffee ones is a little bit more,
yes.
And they're going to be doing them in limited quantities.
Yes.
All right. Very.
I'm going to go in the other room. I'm going to get Mom to give me the address, because we want people to be able to buy from you.
We definitely do. And in the meantime, Michelle, why don't we, people going to the Red Arrow Diners that I mean, I find it hard to believe if they don't know that we do desserts. But why don't you give a rundown of the desserts we serve at Red Arrow Diners?
We have homemade Dinah Fingers, whoopie pies.
Well, let's people that are like saying, what is a Dinah Finger? What is a Dinah Finger? It is our version of
a Twinkie.
There we go. Yes. And we make lots of them, don't we?
We make lots and lots of them.
Yes. Okay.
And we make homemade whoopie pies, cream pies, fruit pies, cakes, brownies.
And cream pies, I mean, really lots and lots and lots of different flavors.
Yep. We have chocolate peanut butter. We have chocolate, banana, coconut, chocolate coconut. Thin mint, s'mores.
Is a strawberry pie an in-season pie? Do you do those?
We don't. We experimented a little bit last year with them. We just need to come up with a really firm recipe, I think.
All right, as the head baker, you must have some idea of how many pies per week, you know, between the three locations that you guys crank out.
Oh, geez. I would say at least... Just cream pies?
Anything.
Ooh, anything. That's pretty high.
Yeah.
Hundreds?
Yeah.
Oh, hundreds.
At least.
Now, where is most of the baking done? Does each store have enough room to do your own baking, or do you have one central spot?
No, we do it at each store.
Mm-hmm.
And she overlooks, makes sure everybody's consistent. And
yeah.
Were you a baker as a young child watching your mom, or when did you get interested in that?
Well, when I was younger, I did a lot with my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
A lot during the holidays and really just in general. She did most of it with us.
Do you ever stop to think once in a while you're elbow deep in some project that, you know, hey, you know, I kind of got inspired by grandma here and I'm still doing it.
I tell her all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She must be proud of you.
She does. She gets so excited about it.
Nice.
Do you bake at home, though?
I don't.
No, I don't blame. It's like taking your work home, right?
I do so much baking that when I get home, I don't want to bake anymore.
Sure. Do you bake bread at all?
No.
No. All right. Well, there's my next job at the Red Arrow, because I'm a bread baker.
Well, maybe you can come teach me.
There you go.
Well, I learned from the King Arthur School, you know, where I took some classes there. So I make probably 8 or 10 different bread products.
Wow.
So it's fun. But that's a whole different set of equipment for the diner. I'm sure the ovens are going 24 hours a day. We have been handed the official the World Wide Web address so that you can order Girl Scout cookies and have our guest, Royce D'Amelio, get credit for it. So, folks, if you're ready, I want you to write this down. Pull your car over if you're driving. It's that important. Put it into the dust on your dashboard if necessary. It's Digital Cookie. It's actually long. We need to post this somewhere. DigitalCookie.girlscouts.org/scout/Sydney6114. That's a lot to remember. We don't expect people to do that, but we need to find a way that we can get that for folks to follow up either on Facebook or the website.
They can go right on Facebook, Food for Thought with Carol, and I'm sure Royce's mom, who is my social media guru, is posting it as we speak.
Perfect.
So there you go. Go to Food for Thought with Carol on Facebook, and Royce's website address will be there for you for you to order Girl Scout cookies and for Royce to be credited. So
how long will the cookie pies the Red Arrow is making? I'm going to guess one of a kind, really. There's probably no place else in the country doing what Michelle and you guys are doing. How much longer will they be available so folks don't miss their chance?
Well, we just ordered more cookies. Mm-hmm. So I would say for the next 2 to 3 weeks anyway.
If we order more cookies.
Yeah. Oh, there's that, too.
Yeah, they're going fast. We would definitely need to do some more orders.
Okay, well, we do want to keep them in for the at least, because you can't get Girl Scout cookies year-round, correct?
No, it's only the winter sort of time and the beginning of spring.
Okay, so the cutoff will be soon, so we do still have time to order those cookies. So, yes, we will order cookies, and we will make sure that the Red Arrows have them, at all three locations for at least the next 2 to 3 weeks, I would say. So that's probably doable, right, Michelle?
Absolutely.
Now, do these pies, they have a traditional crust and everything in them, and it's like any other pie you would get?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, crust on the bottom, crust on top, because it's cream pie. And, very good. Well, you know what? You are listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 FM The Pulse, and we are going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me is Mike Morin.
Hello.
Ooh. Are you on?
I'm on.
I was just
looking in the other direction.
Yeah.
I was looking at they brought in, I think Michelle brought a pie in that we were talking earlier, the Girl Scout cookie pie available at the Red Arrow Diner for another couple of weeks.
Yes.
It's beautiful. I mean, all your pies are aesthetically great to look at and very tasty. And I see they're all pre-cut, so which makes it easy for the serve staff.
Yes. That was always a big thing at the diners, Mike, because... You know, if the baker didn't put the, you know, we have like one of those cutter things and,
yes.
you know, put it on, because then they don't cut them properly.
Right. So that's portion control, which, like everything
Definitely.
Else, is important. We want to thank Michelle, who is your head baker for the three Red Arrow restaurants, and, of course, Royce D'Amelio, our very, very talented spokesperson for Girl Scout cookies, fifth grader. And by the way, if you want to order and you haven't yet bought any, you can go to the Food for Thought Facebook page, and the link is right there. It'll take just one click. You'll be able to order whichever cookies you want, and our guest, Royce, will get credit for it.
That's right, which is important. So, yes.
All right, are you up for a food for thought brain buster here?
Definitely.
As we head into the final
is this the name 15 minutes?
Yeah, this is the question.
I'm still stumped.
So get ready to call. And what's our prize, Carol, for the first correct caller?
Prize is going to be, well, of course, your our official food for thought batter spatula, as well as Red Arrow Diner gift certificate, Jay's Tavern gift certificate, and I believe I still have some 5-pound flour from King Arthur.
So it's a whole boatload of
it
stuff.
It is a boatload of stuff.
What, $25 gift card from the Red Arrow slash Jay's? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So here it is. This is, and give the phone number, please, because I don't remember it.
866-823-1077. Give us a call. Mike is going to...
Give it to us one more time.
866-823-1077.
All right. Here is the question. First correct caller that can give us the right answer wins the prizes that Carol just told you about. What is the most popular baby boy's name that is also a food? And I can tell you the answer is not zucchini. just so you... Because, you know, there's a lot of people think, oh, yeah, I knew this kid named Zucchini.
Really?
No. All right, so here it is again. The phone number is, it's a toll-free number, 866-823-1077. The question is, what is, and this is from the Social Security Administration, so this isn't somebody that just decided this was the answer. What is the most popular baby boy's name, and this is from the year 2013, so it's recent information, most popular baby boy's name that is also a food?
Wow.
866-823-1077 is the number to call. And actually, Bon Appetit magazine did an interesting follow-up to that question, listing all kinds of foods and how many kids each year are named after that. Hello, you're on Food for Thought. Do you know what the most popular baby boy's name is that's also a food? I'm sorry, what's that?
I just went blank. I'm going to have to call back. I'm sorry. I just went blank. I had it, and I can't think of it.
Couldn't take the pressure, huh?
First-time caller.
Go ahead. I'll give you a little help. It's a vegetable.
Ooh, okay. It's a vegetable.
Let's see. Corn? No.
No, corn is not it. All right. All right, well, think about it some more and then call us back.
Thank you very much. Give somebody else
a chance to get through it. Yeah, you're very welcome. Sorry that happened to you. Well, people get nervous. When you think about it, somebody could be listening to us in China right now because we're on the World Wide Web. 866-823-1077 for a gift package, including a $25 gift card to the Red Arrow Restaurants and Jay's Tavern, as well as a 5-pound sack of flour from King Arthur. And, one of those Food for Thought spatulas that are pretty nifty looking.
I will mail it right out. And we have Jackie on now for our guest.
Jackie, you must know the answer to this brain buster.
But I don't, because I was thinking chip, but that's not a vegetable, and I can't think of anything else.
Oh, chip is an interesting guess.
Chip.
I can give you that's not it. I'm sorry, but thank you, Jackie, for trying.
Okay.
We still have room for other folks to give it a try. The most popular name for girl babies born in 2013 is the name Olive. Over 1,000 girls in 2013 were named Olive, but we're looking for the most popular boy's name that is also a food. And you're next. Hi, welcome. Dennis, what's your guess?
It's got to be kale.
That is correct.
Ooh,
yeah.
Kale.
And it's not Ken Kale, because that's C-A-I-L.
Right.
This is kale, K-A-L-E. Believe it or not, in 2013, 257 boys and 5 girls were named Kale as their given name.
Kale.
Can you imagine that, Carol?
No, I can't. Kale.
Well, there it is.
Interesting.
Dennis, was that just a lucky guess, or
yeah,
are you
kind of? I thought of Ken Kale, and then I just thought kale.
There you go.
Well, you know, I could have given that as a clue, but I wanted to at least make it a little bit challenging. Dennis, Carol, tell Dennis what he's just won by knowing the answer.
Yes, Dennis, you won a official Food for Thought spatula. I'm sorry, but it is pink. I hope that's going to be okay with you.
Then
I'm going to throw in some gift certificates to the Red Arrow, to Jay's Tavern, and also we still have some 5-pound flour from King Arthur Flour.
Excellent.
Dennis, do you bake at all?
I do bake.
All right, what we'd like you to do, Dennis, is hold on the phone, and we're going to get the information off air so that we can arrange to get these prizes to you. Congratulations. Good guess, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Have a good weekend. I don't think I would have guessed that. I don't know what I would have guessed, but I do have some other names.
Yeah.
That, believe it or not, Social Security Administration tracks names of babies and as they're born. So Kale is number one for boys. Believe it or not, in 2013, there were 27 girls named Apple.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow. Well,
yeah, exactly. I was thinking
Apple.
That. You're right. Peaches. Six girls in 2013 were named Peaches, and thankfully no boys were.
Yeah, no kidding.
Get your butt kicked on the playground with that name, right? Hello, Peaches. As I mentioned, Olive is the number one name for girls. Almost 1,100 baby girls born.
That's pretty.
That year. It is a pretty name, and it's funny. It was a name that was popular around the turn of the century, 100 years ago, and then it kind of faded, and it's made a comeback now, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Coco is also a very popular name. 60 girls named Coco. These are all food names.
Okay.
For young children born. A popular name for girls is a T at 44. Again, that's 44 out of probably millions of baby girls born in 2013. Chai. Now, that's kind of a cool name.
That is a cool name, Chai.
And here's the interesting thing about that, Carol. 8 boys and 7 girls given the name Chai in 2013.
A boy, Chai.
Now, here's one. This is a name that's been around, but Sherry, which, of course, is something that we cook with. 63 girls. Ginger, you'd expect that one,
yes,
right?
Yes, definitely.
92 girls in 2013. Pepper.
Pepper.
152.
Any salts?
No, I'm sorry. No. Do not have any salts. Tamari, I should say.
Hmm.
14 boys, 26 girls with that name. Here's one you'd expect. Honey.
Yeah.
57. Maple.
Maple.
Oh, come on.
Who would name their baby Maple?
Exactly.
I think of you have your newborn baby and then how can they just sit there and look and go, Maple.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Right?
When I look at you, I think of waffles. So I'll call you Maple. 44 girls were given that name. You know what? I'd sue my parents after.
No kidding.
I'd come 21. And finally on the list, Rye. R-Y-E. 30 boys and 5 girls named Rye.
Rye.
According to the Social Security Administration. And, a lot of names come about based on popular people on TV or movie stars.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I don't know. But Kale, where did that come from?
I don't know.
Kale is kind of the food, isn't it, right now?
It is right now, the food.
You make smoothies with it.
It's like one of the trend, yeah.
Yeah, it's great in soups. It's like one of the best things for you. A lot of iron, a lot of potassium. So there is your name trivia today. It's our Brain Buster Food for Thought trivia question. I thought we have, yes, go ahead, Carol.
We still have a few minutes. Speaking of babies, I did see the picture posted of your grandson.
Oh,
your daughter and your grandson.
Yes.
What a cutie.
This is Colin, Colin Michael, and he's 4 months old. And what's really funny is
adorable. Your daughter's very beautiful, too.
Well, thank you. She'll be turning 35 here in just a couple of weeks. So Colin is 4 months old. Looks nothing like her. Looks totally like Dad with the blonde hair and the blue eyes.
Yep.
Liz is darker complected
and dark eyed.
Yeah. So it's been a new experience for me. I've been going down to Boston where they live on Tuesdays to bond with the young Colin child.
Fun.
And it's been a lot of fun. It really has. So thank you for that. Just as we wrap up here, I thought we would review some of the food related news events of the week because food is in the news a lot and maybe you missed some of these things. The mac and cheese recall. Did you hear about that?
No.
The Kraft macaroni and cheese recall. Unfortunately, about 6.5 million boxes of original Kraft macaroni and cheese were recalled this week because some packages may contain small pieces of metal.
Ooh, that's a little scary.
Not that you need a reason not to buy boxed macaroni and cheese.
Sure.
But, I did a survey a couple years ago, and it seems that more people would rather have mac and cheese out of a box than they would, having it made from scratch, which I have no idea why.
You know what's on the special board at, I had a meeting, had to be in Milford Red Arrow this morning, and I was downstairs in Jay's Tavern, and on the special board, it was Polish buffalo chicken mac and cheese.
Oh, my God.
Polish.
So
it was with, actually, I'm sorry, it wasn't buffalo chicken. It was just buffalo mac and cheese.
Okay.
So Polish meaning kielbasa. So kielbasa on top of buffalo mac and cheese.
So both those in the mac and cheese?
Well, buffalo meaning hut.
Oh, right, right, you know, right.
Spicy.
But there's also sausage in the same?
Kielbasa on top. Like grilled
really?
Kielbasa right on top.
Oh,
delicious.
That sounds awesome.
Yes.
Is not mac and cheese one of the best foods ever?
I could live on soup, I could live on mac and cheese, but mm-hmm. of course I stay away from it because it goes, you know, right,
yeah,
right to, I don't eat it very often.
I understand that, and I make
but I do like
a
it.
Lot of really good mac and cheese from scratch. It's one of my favorite things.
Well, you know
things.
Who has a great recipe for it is Guy Fieri.
Oh, is that
and
right?
One of his, actually, it's that cookbook right there, mm-hmm. that big fat one. Mm-hmm. It is Mike, the most fattening mac and cheese. That he makes it with bacon fat.
Yep.
You fry bacon, you
right.
use the fat, you put it in,
sure.
Some pancetta in there.
Yep.
Oh, I made it once.
You did?
I did make it once. I had to. I just had to do it. And I only made it once.
Also in the news this week, I'm hearing that Starbucks may be delivering their food products. If you can imagine that.
Starbucks delivery?
Yeah. They're going to start it on somewhat of a limited basis. They have a Starbucks or two in the Empire State Building. So they're going to experiment with, that's a huge office complex, really, when
Definitely.
You think about it, 100 stories. So they're going to experiment with people ordering online, and then they're going to ride the elevator up and deliver your scone and latte and your Venti Grande and all that stuff to where you work.
I bet that's going to go over pretty well.
I would think so.
Definitely.
But it's a good $5 delivery charge for that. So you figure the typical coffee or beverage is about $5 as well. So it's going to turn that, you know, what used to be a 20-cent cup of coffee into something that's about $10. So that's some of the food news of the week, which means it's almost time to say goodbye here at today's Food for Thought.
This was a great show. Thank you. And listeners, stay tuned for Kale and Company. Ken Kale's up next. And we'll see everybody next week. Bye-bye.